Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast. Those that are first-time watchers, listeners, thanks for joining, and please subscribe, go to your favorite podcast platform, YouTube, you know the drill. Today, I'm sitting here live and in person with Bobby Guerra from Axiom.
Axiom, yeah.
Thank you for joining me, Bobby.
Yeah, my pleasure.
How are you doing? Well, here we are. We're at a conference focused on CMMC, and a lot of buzz, a lot of conversations going on here. Today, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about the user, the customer, like the things that maybe doesn't come up as much in a conversation around what is it that I'm getting. So talk a little bit about, from your guys' perspective, what you guys do, but where you see that eye opener and that help model, if you will.
Yeah, as MSP, you know, that's what we are. We're a managed service provider. We provide everything from start to finish for the client. But the perspective is, a lot of times MSPs want to go to technology. They want to build the car. They want to put all the bells and whistles in it, and they need it to go to the right speed and do whatever. But they don't think about, like, once you turn that over, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. Because it's their system. They have it. They need to operate it. Mm-hmm. They have to be very involved in their compliance journey. So you can't just turn that car over, that universal remote that operates everything in the house, and expect them to know what to do. I mean, right. That's just a big ass.
Yeah. And it comes down to, you know, we'll see tons of different companies here that do different things, but your client type matters. Right.
Yeah.
Very technical,
sure.
People that have very, just, you know, 10, 20, 30 years of background in technology is a different outcome, different program than somebody who's never even paid attention to cybersecurity because they're making some cool stuff and designing some cool things. And now they're, you know, the noise is coming from everywhere and has been for 5 years now, 6 years now. So from a small business perspective, let's start there maybe. So where do you guys see the specific to what you guys do as an MSP? Where the lights come on? Where is it more on the front end as you're diving through discovery with them? Or is it more once they start to see what they have working in motion, they see maybe more confidence coming from their customer to them? Where do you see that?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Yeah, so that's a really good question,
yeah.
Eric.
This is live in person, yeah. So I would not say
it is a really good question from the perspective of, I don't think I've ever sold our solution to a client that really truly understood what they bought.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. And I don't think probably any client that has ever went with any vendor around CMMC probably really understood what they bought, because they're focused on what they do for a living, manufacturing parts, doing whatever. They don't understand CMMC. And to some extent, part of them, they don't want to. And part of the reason why you're there is they want you to help them get where they need to and know what they need to know, but not become a doctor so they can take the pills that are required in order for them to be okay.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they look to us to be able to do that. So we've got to be able to help them get there, but educate them at the level they need to be educated in order for them to be very effective at that. And then you've got to be able to think about how they operate. So for us, like, what happens is we try our best to educate in the sales process, explaining what they're undertaking, but they still won't ever really truly get it until you start moving them through the process.
Yeah.
So then you've got to think, how can I move them through this process in a way that they can live in it and it doesn't wreck their ability to function as an organization, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not about, okay, we're going to do all these things that will make you compliant, but that might trash your ability to function as an organization. So you've got to be able to think as an MSP and any vendor that's coming in that space, I've got to help them get where they need to get. And I've got to walk them through that journey so that they can go back to doing what they're doing, just maybe in a little bit different perspective and some other angles, and maybe change some processes around, have some different procedures in place for them to do those.
Yeah.
You're still accomplishing the same overall goals, but you're going to have to approach it to some extent differently, because you can't operate the same way you always have, because right. That's what got us here in the first place.
Yeah, and customers are obligated to deliver what's in their contracts, and if they can't deliver what they're to their contracts,
exactly.
Then that's a bad problem.
Right.
But and it's not, you know, I know you guys are the same way, as it's not about breaking process. There's process change sometimes, but you don't want to destroy a flow.
Right.
If they've got a good flow and that's what they do, and that's, you're right. You have to, I will say 99% of our customers don't actually care how it works. Right. They want to know. And then the eye opener, a lot of times, I think you can hear this throughout a conference like this, is it's got to stay there. So
right.
getting there is great. And we're still in the midst of you know, the first, I think when they said 100 some certifications have now gone out, but you're going to have to keep it there. So 2 years from now, are these same flow, same process, the same solutions still able to do that? That's a big deal. And yeah, that's not what a lot of people are thinking about.
Us going through getting our level two was a huge deal.
You guys, congratulations.
FedRAMP, that's a huge deal. That's a massive deal. That is not preschool shapes and colors and crayons. Like, I mean, you're really swinging way deep on that. And those aren't easy to do. So you have to have the maturity not to just get the client compliant, but you've got to have a process that's mature to move them through that journey so they don't fall off the edge and they can still function. And then just like you said, that they can continue to operate in that compliant environment because they need you need to have a process to help them. And a lot of MSPs don't think about that. Yeah. They don't think about the maturity of moving them through it because we do ours in what are called implementation phases. So we have it broken down into like five phases where we go through. It's almost like an audit where we have them in chunks and we move the client through it. And then we have kind of like a implementation team. Then when we turn that over, like this is what it's going to look like now that these things are coming online.
Yep.
Here's the maintenance pieces that are coming online with it. This is what your job is, your quarterly review. Like, so they're like, okay, so I've got a grocery list of things I need to do. I don't have to become a doctor. I just know I got to do this punch list.
Yep.
Okay, I can get behind that. That's something I can do, you know? And so it's a much smaller bite of the elephant for them to do that, but you got to do that. And if you're an MSP, then you got to think, how would I do that at scale?
That's right, yeah.
Right, it's great if I help four clients.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to help my client.
Hard to do 400 because you don't have the skill to deliver the services.
And so you got to think about that. That just raises the difficulty level for MSPs to do this. It's just, it's very, very hard.
For sure. Well, thank you for sitting down.
Yeah.
This is a cross-pollination solution for us because you guys also have a great podcast that you want. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah. As our podcast is Climbing Mount CMMC. We started it maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half, something. We're on season three. And it's really just focused on as an MSP. Like, we're very transparent. We talk about the costs, the processes that we go through. We just share those perspectives. And it also helps people that if you're working with MSP to understand vendors trying to understand, like, engaging with MSPs in the market and what that looks like. So it's been a great journey. I get to do it with my daughter. So it's so fun. So I get to do a podcast every week with my daughter talking about something that we're both very passionate about.
That's great. Well, where do people need to go to learn more about you or follow me on LinkedIn, website? You tell the listeners and watchers where to go.
So just do a Google search for Climbing Mount CMMC. You can find us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple. We're on there too. Then on LinkedIn, Bobby Guerra, just go ahead and hit me and connect. And
awesome.
Then you'll see all the content because we're posting multiple times throughout the week about our journey and things that are going on. So we're always trying to provide insights and value in the content we're doing.
It's awesome. And that is truth because you guys do a good job. That's why I wanted to see you on.
You guys do too. I listen to y'all all the time.
We're not putting out good content. We're helping anybody. Then what are we doing?
Sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. Yeah, really appreciate it. Yes. And for those again that are first timers or regulars, please go to QuickTide Podcast is at our website, quicktrack.com. You'll see the podcast page there. These will come out knowledge base. Anytime you want to talk to somebody like Bobby, talk to somebody like us, then we're here for you.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's QuickTrack.com.